already been paid for coming. The Spirit of the Lord's done paid me well for coming already. I feel good.
Thank you, Lord.
And I appreciate the moving of the power of God already in this service. Won't you worship with us this evening as she sings? It's an honor to be here, and we're just glad to be part of it. Y'all worship with us. Amen. I want to say again, we appreciate the offering. We never came to preach by no means, to try to come in or do anything like that. Appreciate Brother Jason asking us. We just want to come be with our friends.
Yes.
Hadn't got to see Brother Earl or Brother J.R. a long time. Missed him. And Brother Chuck, all of y'all.
Yeah.
I usually try to keep in touch with that bunch. And sent Brother Chuck a picture from over to a cookout. And he never did get it. I said, well, he may not want to come. But we're glad to be here. Glad to see everybody. And good to see you, Brother J.R. We missed you last time, buddy. I told my wife, I said, Brother J.R. don't know, but you've been a great encouragement to me.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, been a great encouragement to me.
Hallelujah.
I appreciate it. You really have.
Yes.
You really have. So, boy, appreciate what you do. Anytime, sickness.
Yeah.
I know I've been there. I'm telling you, I went through the hardest trial I've been in my life and still got it, trying to fight through it. And I figure out the best thing I can do is try to preach my way out. That's all we can do.
Yep.
I appreciate God for touching me and healing me.
Yes.
And I got some issues. I was telling them today I preached over at Knoxville. It seemed like I preach and it takes me, if I preach one day, it takes me 2 or 3 days to get any wind to get back up again, try to recover. And it's discouraging, really discouraging at times. And got vitamin deficiencies and all that stuff going on. Can't move my legs. They're going to numb on me a lot. I like it when the Lord comes by and just lets me shout.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You see me shout, that sure ain't me, because it's all I can do to pick them up, get them down. I kind of climb steps. But God's going to heal me. I know He is. He done promised me that.
Right.
That's all I got to hold on to. Boy, if you ain't got hope, you ain't got nothing.
Right.
We don't have hope, we have nothing.
Right.
But I'm going to say I appreciate what I felt so far.
Yeah.
I told Brother Earl, I said, you know, really, I probably tried to talk to Brother Jason out of preaching. But just as it went on, Brother Earl didn't know nothing. I had a message when I come. Got to always be prepared, but he didn't know. But he got up and he got on it, got getting on it. And then the services kept going. This brother out here got up, got to sing it, got talking about silencing the people. You know, the devil's got the battle won if he can silence us.
Come on.
Sin.
Yeah.
And I felt it was God's will to preach to you, singer. And I come to give you hope.
Yes.
I'm here today to preach on hope. Give you some
thank
hope.
God. Yeah.
But
thank you, Lord.
I want to try to help you. I'm not here to hurt anybody.
Yes. Come on.
I'm here to try to help you.
Yeah.
Jesus said, you're going to preach? I said, I got a good friend I might need to hear this today. So yeah. I'm here to preach to you. God help me.
Yes.
I feel the Lord.
Come on.
It's got so much emotion inside of me. I appreciate the church's prayer for me. Without God's people, I'd probably never pull through where I've been so far.
You're right.
That's the truth.
Yep.
You get to that place, you can't pray for yourself. You depend on the other people.
Come on.
And I appreciate this church. Y'all been so good to us. Cars, we got more cars from this place than any other church. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
That means something when you're down and out and you're discouraged and you go to the mailbox and there's a car.
Yeah.
We're praying for you. We're thinking about you. I don't know who does that around here, who's over the cars, but I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
I appreciate that, Sister
Carol. That's right.
You've been blessing to me.
Yeah.
You really have. You've helped me. Nobody understands till you go through it. It's been a long battle.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm looking to come through this thing, and I'm telling you what, when we get through it, us, all of us, we're all battling things. When we get through it, we'll shout on the other side. Can you say amen?
Right.
Yes. God. If you want to stand with us for the reading of the Word of God this evening, I'm going to preach to you from my heart. From my heart. What I felt like the Lord laid on me here this evening. Psalms 137. Familiar reading. Psalms 137. Verse number 1. Here's concerning the mourning of the exiles in Babylon. He says, the Bible says this. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept.
Yep.
When we remembered Zion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We hang our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof.
Yes.
For they that carried us away captive required of us a song And they that wasted us required of us mirth saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. And their answer was, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?
Yeah.
Come on.
Thank God.
Yeah.
You can be seated this evening. We appreciate you standing. Appreciate Brother Tommy. I say that. I appreciate him too. He's always good to text.
Yes.
Check on us. Just, I mean, everybody here. If I keep going naming names, I'm going to leave somebody out. So I just say, oh, how about that?
Right.
But I want to preach to you all those verses right there about the journey in Babylon. You know, you have to fight through the bad days to earn the best days of your life.
Yes.
Yep.
Judah's great papa, I guess it'd be. Judah's great papa made the statement one time. Here's what he said. One of the best statements I ever heard in my life. And I wrote it down. He said, ain't it funny how yesterday's hard times are today's good old days?
Yeah.
Ain't that true?
Yes.
Yeah. When we go through them, they're killing us, and it's taking us out.
Come on now.
But a few years later, you know, you look back and say, boy, them was a good old day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's true. That's one of the most truthful statements I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Sometimes we got to venture through the unfamiliar, one man said, to reach a place of familiarity.
Right.
Life is an adventure. Life is a... just a road that we have to travel.
Mm-hmm.
It's a road that we're forced to live. We're forced to do it every day.
Every day.
And if we were to survey some of the elders tonight, some of the older people in the church, and ask them if they ever thought they'd see a time like this, such a day of filth, such a day of hardness, and such a vile hour that we're living in, no doubt. I know my grandpa, what he'd say if he was living, he'd say, I ain't never seen nothing like this.
Yeah.
Never seen days like this. Never seen such trouble like this.
Amen.
Never seen anything like it in my life. And we look around and see what's going on. We see the people of God suffering and the people of God going through trials and tribulations. And just like Brother Earl said, we feel like it ain't fair sometimes.
Come on.
My God, that's normal for us to feel that way, Brother Desmond. I didn't know the trouble you was going through. I prayed for you and your family a lot. We have, and we love the Desmonds. And I didn't know that, or we'd prayed more for you. We would have.
Come on.
But I'm telling you, sometimes this Desmond don't feel like it's fair when you do all that you can do, and you've done all you know to do, and you wind up flat on your back, and you wind up going through the toughest times of your life. Yeah. It's such a bad place, and you get there, and it baffles us to wonder how in the world or why in the world are we here today. It just goes on and on and on, and it seems like it's trouble on every hand.
Yeah.
It's a far cry. This country's a far cry from where our founding fathers had it. And we look at this nation as a whole is going to hell in a handbasket, seems like.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, I may lose my voice here. I preached this morning already, so overlook me. I'm trying to get it out. But, I mean, we can look around us, and it's easy to get discouraged.
Yeah.
Now, if it ain't happened to you, good luck, because it's coming your way. Just get ready for it. If you ain't got trouble, I guarantee you're going to have it. The Bible said, man born of a woman is few days and full of trouble. And we're fixing to have it if you ain't got it. But we look at the country, we see our nation, a nation that was founded upon the gospel, upon prayer. One president, President Lincoln, I believe it was, prayed so much that behind the desk there in the Oval Office or in his office, there was two marks in the floor. That was wore down in that wooden floor where the man of God had got down on his knees and prayed for this country.
Yeah.
I guarantee if you go there now, it's probably just as smooth as silk.
Yeah.
I say no ripples in the water there. I mean, we got the best of every option that we had. Don't get me wrong now. I support the country, and we should support our country. But I'm saying this, I'm saying the leaders of this nation is not the leaders that it was founded on.
That's right.
And it probably never will be again unless God does a miracle. But it's such a trickle-down effect, and it comes down the line. It has not only drove many people. The unbelievers are out here. They're pulling their hair out, and they're committing suicide on an all-time high. Everybody you see is on something trying to make it or trying to survive. The people that are lost, I don't know how they go through life without God. It's a miracle to me how a man or a woman can make it in this world. My God, without God, Brother Tommy, I don't know how they do it. And it's not just them, but it's pushed many of us in the house of God right to the breaking point. Seems like they're backsliding all over the country because of the effects of sin and because of the anxiety, because of depression, because of oppression that's entered into God's house and is tried to push them out. It's caused many people to come from the pew and fall out and leave the house of God from under the shadow of the steeple. They're gone and they've left us because of the pressure of everyday life. It has trickled down to us and we're finding ourselves in situations that seem to be endless. There seem to be no answer. We can do all we can do, and it seems like it's never enough to get what we need. It seems like our trials, they go on for days, and days turns into weeks. Weeks turn into months. Months turns into years. And we struggle and we suffer. But the Bible tells me it rains on the just as well as the unjust. My God, help me, Lord. I tell you, we're afflicted in the house of God. Never have you ever been in a place and seen such turmoil and watched my friends suffer. I'm telling you, when you suffer, we all suffer. Brother J.R., when you're suffering, I come to people suffer with you. That's the way it ought to be. I come, we ought to help each other carry the load. We ought to help Brother Dishman with his problems. We ought to help Brother Painter, Brother Chuck, all of us. We ought to fall underneath one another and carry the load. That old song said, if you move over just a little bit, I'll lend you a helping hand. I know your way's been rough and hard, but together we can stand. And God, I know just what you've been going through. I've been down that same old road. And if you'll scoot over just a little bit, I'll help you carry your load. That ought to be the mentality of the church today. We ought to be load bearers. We ought to be sin chasing, devil chasing, helping each other, try our best to get to heaven. I tell you, we find our place in people, and we look around, and we're just like the people inside, just like the people I read about. And God help me, they're on a journey to a place they never been. I want to try to preach to you this evening. If God will stand by me on a journey to a place you've never been, I'm looking at people here today that's on a journey, that's going through things, that's fixing to turn their life upside down. It's fixing to move them in directions that they've never been before. I know, Brother Tommy, I've had my life seem like flip-flopped and turned around, and it feels like I can't make it. So I know where I'm preaching from. Great God, you can't preach on healing till you've been sick. You can't preach on being lost or being saved till you are saved. Hey, we got to go through things in life. Is it fair? No, it ain't fair. But I'm telling you, it's a learning process. Revelation said, buy me gold that's been tried in the fire. Hey, God, we're living in the air when the fire's burning hotter than it's ever burned before. Lord, and the people of God are going through things that they've never been through before.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Woo! We're journeying. Right. Yes, to a place we've never been.
Thank you, Lord.
Never been.
We're going through things we've never faced.
Yeah.
Hey, God, stand by me, Lord.
Come on, come on.
The people of Zion were covered with a dark cloud. And they were made here to dwell with the Babylonians. Captured in a time of warfare.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Who can say we're in warfare?
Yes, Lord.
Hey, God, we're in war.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're in war. They were posted by the rivers of Babylon, captured there with the intent of working in the galleys and working in the marshes. They already had them something to do. Once they got them there, they was going to work them to death. They was going to get everything they could get out of them. When they got down and they got captured, I'll tell you, that's what the devil's trying to do to us. He's trying to capture us. Oh, help me God. If they were to build anywhere there, they could only build on their homestead down by this river. One writer told, he said that they built their dwellings there, their places there, so that they can add their tears to the river that flowed by. I'm telling you, it was a sad time for them.
Yeah.
My God, and I know many of them shed many a tear. Many of them cried many a cry. They were in unfamiliar territory.
Right.
God, anybody in some unfamiliar territory this evening? Anybody here never been where you're at? I know you are. I know some of you are. You're traveling in unfamiliar grounds. They were there for this right here. The reason that they were there, they became a prisoner of war. Great God, if we're not careful, we'll become a prisoner of war. Hey, trying to fight this good fight of faith, trying to stand for what's right, trying to stand for holiness and everything that the black book says. If we're not careful, we still become a prisoner of war. I tell you, we're a lot of us become that prisoner. We become a prisoner right in the very place of worship. The devil confines us. He binds us right in the house of God. A place that should be free. A place that should be whatever we need from God. Yet we bring our problems and we bring our troubles and we take them to God. That's what we should do. But we also bring every care of life through those double doors back there. Instead of leaving the cares of the world on the outside, we bring things on the inside that we don't need. And then thus we become a prisoner in a place of worship. A prisoner in a place of power. That's what the devil wants this evening. He wants us to get in this journey. He wants us to get in this place we've never been. And then when we come into God's house, he'll trap us with that, Brother J.R. He'll get us so discouraged with our problems and our fears and what's going to happen tomorrow. I tell you, I'm not promised tomorrow. I gotta live for today. I gotta just make it through this Sunday evening, Brother Painter. If I make it to tomorrow, it's by the grace of God. Can you say amen? I tell you, tonight, we need to leave the unnecessary on the outside. God's still seeking those that are here to worship him in spirit and in truth. Don't let your situation, don't let your encampment down by the river of life and the trouble of life dictate your worship. We ought to be able to worship no matter where we're at, no matter where we're encamped. We still got a God that knows where you're at. He knows that you're down by the river. He knows that you're going through problems. You're journeying through a place you've never been.
Yes, Lord. Hey,
help me, Lord.
Come on, come on.
Thank God. Spiritually, we're in war.
Yeah.
And if we're not careful, we'll become prisoners.
Sure.
Right. Yep. Trials and tribulations, they imprison us. Hey, God, we're facing struggles and battles in this strange land.
Right.
Now, I'm going to tell you what happens to most of us if we're not careful. We let our situation paralyze us.
Yeah.
We let fear paralyze us.
Right.
I'll never forget, I was on a motorcycle one day over in Kingdom Come. I came through there riding. All of a sudden, when we come through there, I smelt this odor, and I said, man, I ain't never smelt nothing like that. Man, it's the horriblest thing I ever smelt in my life. I knew what it was when I smelled it. And once I realized what it was, you know, came through there, and there was a gravel truck that came down this road, and a car across the center line, and he got entangled in that gravel truck, and that gravel truck was loaded, about 30 ton of rock on it. And this car got entangled with that truck, and when it did, it rolled over the hill. And that car was so entangled that driver was trapped from his knees down in that car. That guy in that car, he wasn't half a mile from home. All of his family was right there, and we got up there on it, and what had happened, that diesel fuel tank had busted and was running down that ditch line, and that guy was drowning in that diesel fuel. And he finally got his head up out of there. There wasn't nothing they could do. They wasn't nothing they could do. And all of a sudden, that fuel, it went in a direction, and that car caught on fire. And I knew what it was, you know. And that car had caught on fire. And that guy that's in the gravel truck, he was in that truck, and he was panicking out. Panicking. I'm talking about fear had a hold of him. Brother Earl, he's in that truck. All he had to do was open the door and get out. And buddy, he panicked. Anybody here panicked?
Yeah.
Spiritually?
Yeah.
That guy panicked, and he couldn't even open his door. I'll tell you what saved him. Somebody came by, and they got him out. They talked, said, man, just open the door. He wanted to kick the wind out, getting out. But that guy in that other car, there he was right at the house. I watched him. He died there, and I watched him shovel him out from the waist down with number 4 shovel. Right there in front of his whole family. The whole community died. And I'm telling you what just about killed that truck driver is when panic set in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you what's taking people out of the house of God is when panic sets in.
Panic.
Panic, fear.
Come on,
fear of the unknown.